Coronavirus has been part of our lives for roughly a year and a half. COVID-19 has become the country's third leading cause of death, but it does not outpace. The key word here does not outpace cancer or heart disease. Now, this is a fact. Twice as many people died in 2020 of heart-related issues from COVID. One health expert said it like this: For certain heart conditions, exercise can be as powerful as medications. The message is important. Physical activity is a major step toward a good, healthy heart. Health contributor, personal trainer, and business owner Jerry Blaze is back with us this morning. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Okay, so a healthy heart can ward off so many different diseases. We're talking high cholesterol, high blood pressure, all things that can lead to heart attack or stroke. Now, how true is that statement?
The statement is as true as it can be. Your heart is everything. The leading cause of death in this country is from heart. Now, many people have genetic, underlying issues that they don't know about. Some find out later in life. But a healthy heart is absolutely needed. And the only thing that's going to do that is exercise. And, of course, the addition of smart nutritional habits.
So weight is obviously a factor in all of this.
Weight is a huge factor. The more overweight you are, and I emphasized that in the last segment or two about half of America being morbidly obese, the higher you get in weight, your body mass index, which your doctor checks you with, and, of course, like I mentioned, body fat percentage, the bigger you are, the more at risk you will be for particular diseases and things.
Now, are there simple lifestyle changes for someone saying, you're describing me right here? We've had a number of listeners wanting some advice. What would you say to them?
I always recommend, obviously the biggest thing is to keep moving and get going. So I would recommend joining a health club or a facility or something like it that gets you out of the house and makes you move every day. Your circulatory system is directly connected to your respiratory system and your heart. So the more you move, the better things are going to be. That's probably the biggest thing. And then, of course, next to that is making some changes in your diet.
Do you have a lot of clients that come in with underlying health issues saying, what can I do? Is this common?
It's very common. I years and years ago, I used to have mostly younger people and competitive athletes. And then I really started working with older people. When I say older, I mean like over 40 and up. And a lot of times they come in and they're not looking to be all shredded and look great. They just want their health to improve. So That's a huge factor.
Okay, so now I'm going to switch gears here a little bit. One of the most talked about subjects in the fitness industry, cardio and fat loss. Is cardio necessary for fat loss?
The answer to that is yes, and the answer to that is no.
Okay, explain that a little bit here.
You absolutely must every single day do cardio. Now, cardio refers to cardiovascular, and that also refers to aerobic, the term aerobic, meaning the use of oxygen in your circulatory system. But it's always been overrated in regards to fat loss. You can't and you won't get maximum fat loss, weight loss results by just doing cardio only. That means just running or just taking some sort of a class or so. You have to incorporate it with weight training or some sort of weight training program. And in combination, cardio with weight resistance is the ultimate fat burner.
Now, there must be a difference. When you walk into a gym, you see treadmills, you see bikes, you see ellipticals, you see rowers. Is there a difference as to what each one would target when it comes to cardio?
No, in regards to cardio, they're all going to do the same thing. You're pushing yourself to a percentage of your maximum heart rate, and holding it there for a duration of time. So whether it be the treadmill, the elliptical, the stair stepper, and so on, some work a little bit more anaerobically because they use more muscle, like, say, the double staircase, or we call the step mill, where you're doing a lot of legs with that movement. So inevitably, the overall goal is to get to a percentage of your maximum heart rate, hold it there for at least 30 or more minutes, and then you get all the benefits health-wise of cardio health, respiratory health, lower blood glucose levels for diabetes, and so on.
So if it's not necessary for fat loss, that doesn't mean you shouldn't do it, right? So, I mean, cardio has a lot of benefits.
Cardio has a lot of benefits, and whether it's minimal by itself for a fat loss purpose, you should still be doing it. You should still be incorporating it into your life on a daily basis, no matter how old you are, what level of fitness you are, and so on. I mean, you absolutely need it for health. Health should be your number one priority.
Okay, so bottom line here is there's a time and a place for all types of exercise and cardio. So now if our listeners want to discuss healthy eating or how they can contact you and begin a program, what is the best way to do that?
The best way to do that would be to find me at the best health club in New Hampshire, which would be the Salem Athletic Club in Salem, New Hampshire. Or if they want to just shoot me an email, my email is blazebodies@outlook.com. That's BLAZEBODYZ at outlook.com.
And I will certainly post that on our website as well. So you have yourself a great day, Jerry, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.